This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mark Dykes is coming up live in about 6 minutes, but first, here is his key video report. Trump toys with the media.
President Trump was toying with the fake news networks again today, causing several of the clowns to almost cry afterwards and complain about the way that he's treating them. Here's what happened when the counterfeit news network's White House correspondent Jim Acosta asked his question, the same clown who Trump called fake news at a previous press conference.
The tone, Jim, if you look, the hatred, sometimes somebody gets, well, you look at your show that goes on at 10 o'clock in the evening. You just take a look at that show. That is a constant hit. The panel is almost always exclusive anti-Trump. The good news is he doesn't have good ratings, but the panel is almost exclusive anti-Trump, and the hatred and venom coming from his mouth, the hatred coming from other people on your network. Now, I will say this. I watch it. I see it. I'm amazed by it. And I just think you'd be a lot better off. I honestly do. The public gets it, you know. Look, when I go to rallies, they turn around, they start screaming at CNN. They want to throw their placards at CNN, you know. I think you would do much better by being different. But you just take a look. Take a look at some of your shows in the morning, in the evening. If a guest comes out and says something positive about me, it's brutal. Now, they'll take this news conference. I'm actually having a very good time, okay? But they'll take this news conference. Don't forget, that's the way I won. Remember, I used to give you a news conference every time I made a speech, which was like every day, okay? No, that's how I won. I won with news conference and probably speeches. I certainly didn't win by people listening to you people, that's for sure. But I'm having a good time. Tomorrow, they will say, Donald Trump rants and raves at the press. I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just telling you. You know, you're dishonest people. But I'm not ranting and raving. I love this. I'm having a good time doing it. But tomorrow the headlines are going to be Donald Trump rants and raving. I'm not ranting and raving. Go ahead.
One more follow-up.
Should I let him have a little bit more? What do you think, Peter? Peter, should I have let him have a little bit more? Sit down. Sit down.
Just because of the attack of fake news and attacking our network, I just want to ask you, sir.
I'm changing it from fake news, though.
Doesn't that undermine...
Very fake news.
I know, but aren't you...
Go ahead.
Real news, Mr. Real news.
Chuck Todd, the host of Meet the Press over on NBC, Nothing But Clowns, tweeted out, "This is not a laughing matter. I'm sorry. Delegitimizing the press is un-American. What about constantly comparing Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler, you idiots?" Like Jake Tapper, who tweeted this out after the press conference, "Trump tells Jewish magazine reporter to sit down, but blames anti-Semitism on the other side." Yes, apparently it's anti-Semitic to tell a reporter to sit down when it's not their turn. Here's Shepard Smith, the future MSNBC host, who for some reason still over at Fox News, almost crying about the way Trump treated the press today.
"You call us fake news and put us down like children for asking these questions on behalf of the American people. It's inconsequential. The people deserve that answer."
No, Shepard, you deserve to be fired. And he probably would have a long time ago, except Fox News is probably afraid that he would sue them for discrimination because he's gay. Let's check in with Jake Tapper over at the Clown News Network to see how he is responding to this hilarious press conference.
It was a wild press conference, and I think that, first of all, purportedly, the purpose of it was to introduce his new Secretary of Labor nominee, Alexander Acosta. He spent the first part of his remarks talking about accomplishments that he thought the media, the fake media, whatever he wants to call us, were not paying enough attention to. But then, instead of focusing on
his accomplishments
and offering an optimistic, positive view of what he's doing for this country, it was an airing of grievances. It was Festivus.
It was someone
complaints
being able to stand up to us when we just want to chain you down and beat
unhinged.
You up.
It was wild, and I can't believe that there are Republicans. And
he was fighting back against us and not letting us run things.
That might play well with the 44% of the population that voted for the president.
No, it's now 55 in Cook polls. It's like 65 in reality, Dumbo.
That guy is not focused on me. I don't even know what he's focused on.
Wrong answer. Americans are watching this and thinking, finally, we have a president who speaks his mind and is calling out these scumbag mainstream media for the clowns that they are. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to the channel if you're new and check back here every day for new reports. We're getting close to 1 million subscribers, so thanks again and stay tuned. New reports every day.
I love it. We'll be back with Mark soon.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I wonder, so endless life filled with sin, I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Just so you can understand, we had a totally divided country for 8 years, and long before that, in all fairness to President Obama, long before President Obama, we have had a very divided. I didn't come along and divide this country. This country was seriously divided before I got here. We're going to work on it very hard. One of the questions that was asked, I thought it was a very good question, was about the inner cities. I mean, that's part of it. But we're going to work on education. We're going to work on lack. You know, we're going to stop. We're going to try and stop the crime. We have great law enforcement officials. We're going to try and stop crime. We're not going to try and stop. We're going to stop crime. But it's very important to me. But this isn't Donald Trump that divided a nation. We went 8 years with President Obama, and we went many years before President Obama. We lived in a divided nation. And I am going to try. I will do everything within my power to fix that.
Mark Dice is our guest. You know, I remember Mark Dice. I guess on the show like 10, 12 years ago, whatever, doing his work, media analyst, degrees in that, salesman as well, author. And I remember just telling him, man, I'm not being patronizing. I'm just saying this is an example of where I was right. I said, stop trying to have shows on national TV. They're always going to censor you. And he's had some shows on national TV and hosted some things. And I remember getting really depressed like 4 or 5 years ago about it and getting mad at me about things or whatever. And I remember calling him. I said, you're one of the most talented people I know. If you'll just start doing stuff every day and just forget about trying to be a success, because I've been like this too. Everybody has. This is somebody trying to help somebody who's a little bit older than them. Not that I have all the answers. And I said, if you'll just do it, because I know you care, you'll be super successful because you're so smart and do a great job. But don't get mad at me for the fact that, you know, in some of our dealings, you've not had as much success as you'd like. And I don't mean to bring up personal stuff here on the air. It's just that I'm so proud of the fact that he's almost got 1 million subscribers on YouTube. And he's brought all these books back into print and has bestsellers and, you know, has done so much. Because look at Paul Watson. Paul Watson, I mean, I can tell you, almost reaches as many people as I do now. Okay? And I hope Paul gets way better than I do. Here's the deal. I'm not in competition with other men that I'd be better than them at everything. I want to defeat people that are out to get us all. I'm in a total war against the New World Order. And I know we can beat them. And so I just wanted to take some time out and talk about Mark because, you know, Mark just, you know, he's branched out and he's doing these commentaries and these analysis that are just the best things out there. I mean, it's so, when you see something so good, so on spot, way better than what's on, you know, any mainstream media, and I don't just mean content-wise, but just wit-wise and everything, it's a good thing. And that's why I want to encourage other people, no matter what color you are or where you came from, you know, if you're an old man, you get your nephew or your, you know, your grandson to, you know, put you on YouTube, just sit out by the pond and talk about the world. The normal people speaking out in this whole internet village system is what will beat them. Because they're bringing the censorship now. They're admitting it. They're announcing it. It's getting bad. And that's why, whether it's Drudge or, you know, whether it's Daily Caller or WorldNet Daily or Breitbart, I'm not in competition with Stephen Bannon. And I'm not going to talk about little discussions we've had. I hope Breitbart gets 10 times bigger than InfoWars. In fact, I don't want to be the biggest thing out there. And after Drudge, you know, we're, when it comes to multimedia, we're the biggest thing there is. 40, 50 million people a week conservatively. And folks, that's conservative. Some weeks, 90 plus million now. Okay? So you look at that responsibility. That's a big responsibility we've got. When you think about how evil these people are, it makes you better. Because then you think, I don't want to be like them. I want to be strong and true. I want to be a knight in shining armor. I really want to take these people on because they mean to break this country and this world once and for all. And Mark, of course, has all the famous videos, the hundreds of millions of views, showing dumbed-down lefties. I mean, that is bullied, dumbed-down people, told they have no responsibility from birth, do whatever you want, just wander around. They're almost soulless, and we don't make fun of them for pleasure. We do it because they're so fallen, we're scared, but they only care about what peers think because they're bullied. They never get past age 5 in peer pressure, so you have to laugh at them because that's what they don't like. You ever have lefties come over to you in D.C. or wherever I'm at, and they'll go, ah! Like 20 of them will laugh at me, and I'm like, you think I'm in junior high? Like where people are laughing at me and I care? Dude, by the time I was like 14, I wasn't dating high school girls no more. I wanted out of high school. When I was in middle school, I wanted in high school. I don't care what you think about me when you're in a loser cult that has nothing, that means nothing, that is nothing, and you want to make me a loser too? And you've been given a psychological virus by the globalists? I want to go to Mark. We just played his powerful new clip, you know, analyzing this press conference yesterday that was bullies coming face to face with somebody, just calling them out, and they are in total and complete panic right now. So, Mark, you know, just amazing to see where things are going. Again, your new video, you know, reporters are absolutely panicking. Trump toys the reporters at press conference today. They're at markdice.com. We've linked it up on InfoWars.com. I want to just, the brief time we have, talk about where you see the world today, but also how they're going to counterstrike back and how do we mobilize and fight the billion Soros is putting in and Obama's organizing to really go next level and try to bully us physically into submission in the streets and at the colleges and the schools. But on cyberspace, I mean, I think we should really raise the alarm and really fight harder than we did even during the election, because that was a battle. The war's here.
Yeah, we've sort of stormed the city. We're inside the gates. The real battle has begun. And with the mainstream media being so desperate, we're seeing them, I mean, really almost their last breaths. And they're going to do everything they can to try to regain the foothold that they've had, which is why Facebook is rolling out their new censorship tools. Twitter has been doing it more and more incrementally, announced some new tools now. They're trying to prevent people's tweets from showing up to those who don't follow them so that it doesn't spread across platforms, so that you can't have your message seen by someone who's not in the same, someone who's outside of the same bubble as you. And Trump is right to be mocking the mainstream media. He wasn't yelling at them. He wasn't screaming. He wasn't unhinged. They call these phony.
Because that's
Catholics.
Their tool. That's the key. Their tool is mocking at a junior high level. It doesn't get to us or him, but it gets to them.
And they should be mocked. CNN did a report. It was an investigation about whether Adele won the Grammy for Best Album this year over Beyonce because of the possible racist Grammy voters. That was a real headline on CNN. When I saw the tweet, I thought maybe this has to be like a parody Twitter account. But no, that's a real CNN story, is that they think that the Beyonce, beloved Beyonce, lost the Grammy because of white supremacists or the white privilege of Adele. And they're so crazy when we see...
Well, it's the same thing with the NFL. I mean, they said that was white supremacy because there was a few white players.
Yeah, they're upset about the supposed lack of diversity on the Patriots team, and that the Patriots win was symbolic of the white hegemony in this country. And they deserve to be mocked, and they're failing. And that's why my YouTube channel has almost 1 million subscribers. It's amazing just sitting in my kitchen. I reach more people in most videos.
The average CNN show has 100,000 viewers. You reach millions every day.
And that's extended over their entire half-hour or hour show. So if you break down their segments into, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 minute segments, I mean, we're paralleling. My channel is paralleling CNN and MSNBC. Jake Tapper and I got into a Twitter beef months ago, and I just did a video about it, and almost 1 million people watched the video. More people watched my YouTube video analyzing Jake Tapper and I's beef on Twitter than actually watch.
That's right. And of course, they know they're nothing now. That's why they're really so pissed. So where do they go from here? It's not about, oh, my channel's big, your channel's big. We're not bragging. We're telling listeners their whole illusion is that, you know, we don't get press passes. We're not real news when they're the fake stream news. You probably already heard that term. I just came up with myself, but found people were already using it. You know, any good idea is already out there, usually, so I don't territorialize it. But fake stream news, isn't that the name? Because they're fake, but they're the mainstream. Then we associate the term fake with fake stream. I think that's the word.
I can't wait for President Trump to call CNN the counterfeit news network or the clown news network. And we just have to keep sticking it to them. The CNN got so upset with people calling them fake news that they conducted a study to try to see if the term fake news was damaging their brand. And, of course, they
did not. I mean, that's why if people say fake news on there, even Bernie Sanders is a joke, they cut his feet. It's an order that if somebody says that, you cut their feet.
The mainstream media...
They've already been destroyed. Their brand is already filth. Don't they get that?
No, they don't. We have a YouTuber, PewDiePie, who is the most popular YouTuber ever. 53, maybe 54 million subscribers.
And CNN fake news brought him down.
Yeah, a coordinated attack between the Wall Street Journal and other major media outlets tried to smear him as a white supremacist. We have tech magazines like Wired, which have been going political in the last year and a half, trying to bring down Trump with stories that have nothing to do with politics or tech, or with tech whatsoever. They're just literally tech magazines, sports magazines, ESPN, Deadspin. All these non-political outlets are becoming political in stories that really have nothing to do with what their core readership is. And so the mainstream media trying to smear PewDiePie as a hero of white supremacists, that was a real headline on a Wired.
I just wanted to set the precedent to ban somebody who was number one to test. Can we ban someone completely innocent, who I think puts out a bunch of crap drivel, but it's certainly not even anywhere near racist. I mean, can we shoot down somebody who has tens of millions of kids watching him every day? We don't want that. We want to teach them how to be trannies and give blowjobs and commit suicide and hate themselves. We don't want them watching this guy. They were just jealous of him because he wasn't teaching them how to commit suicide. And so they said, how do we get the kids back with us learning how to commit suicide? So they banned him.
Yeah, I mean, you'll never see BuzzFeed have any of their videos censored or have the ads stripped. And for well over a year, even a year before it became common knowledge that YouTube was censoring ads, you know, us YouTubers in the alternative news community knew that this was happening, but it wasn't until a bigger YouTuber decided to talk about it or became aware of it that it started trending on social media. So we were a year ahead of the curve seeing the censorship trying to strip ads from our channels because they don't want us to be able to be funded in order to do this. And that's one way at them trying to censor us.
Sure, and that's why I've been telling you, and you've been doing this for years, you know, yourself, yeah, books are great. But people don't buy a lot of books, you know, put out a film, do whatever, have a coffee mug, whatever. People understand they're trying to strangle us. You just say, hey, I got a couple products here. You can maybe give a coffee mug to somebody. They'll tune into the show, you know, 10 bucks. I make $5. I need your support if I'm going to do this. People get that. They want to support you. So I've just been saying for years, get some swag, you know, because Mark, people want to support you. I want to see you with a whole amazing operation. I want to see you, you know, rivaling InfoWars.
You know, it's been really amazing, and it just goes to show that with dedication and hard work and with a mission, you can become an incredible success. And there was a time where I thought, oh, you know, nobody's watching my videos. Oh,
no, I remember talking to you like 4 years ago, and I'm not trying to brag about this, but was my pep talk not right?
Yeah, it was great, man. And, you know, you've been a great inspiration for me, and you've paved the path. It's been amazing to watch your career expand and really.
But I don't want to get into me. I want to talk about you because you're the kind of a prodigal son for a little while. And I'm just saying, you know, it's good to set an example of not being, you know, kind of a chicken, you know what, on my end, you know, turn on the other cheek. And that's all the Bible. There's times to do it, times to not. But I'm not bragging about what I did. I just really value you in the fight against the globalists. We need you. And I'm just glad you got out of that. For other people to get into infighting and that virus they try to push on trolling on the web against ourselves, we've got to get through that because people think that's the path to success when you don't have immediate, you know, success to take care of yourself. Which you do this because you love the truth, but you need to be able to take care of yourself, you know. And so I get it. But I was just saying, truly be yourself. To quit trying to have a show on national TV. You will be huge. You did it, and you went from huge to gigantic. So I'm just saying, your testimony to other people out there about the path to real success fighting tyranny.
You know, when I had meetings with, I literally had a meeting with CNN.
No, they called you in and said, we want you to pledge to Satan. No, I've been there when I was 14. I know. So they tell them, they call you, and they say, we want you to worship Satan and be part of the group. No, I get it. Tell folks about that.
Well, a couple years ago, I had meetings with most of the major networks about, you know, hosting a show, an investigative, you know, kind of conspiracy type of a show. And one of the heads of one of the major studios, we got into a spiritual discussion, and he did overtly indicate that he liked Satan. He thought Satan was the savior. And I'm sitting there, this is so surreal. The Hollywood sign is literally right out the window in his office. Just, you can see it off in the back. It was so bizarre. And I had a meeting with CNN, and later on the studio started telling me, and of course I never would have went to work with them. I even told the studio, which is, for those who don't know, studios are independent companies that produce shows for networks and then sell them to networks. So CNN didn't really know what they were getting into. It was just a meeting with another studio pitching a show to their network. So I went there. And it was so bizarre. I only went because I wanted to be able to laugh at it. And I took pictures in the boardroom with CNN etched into the walls, into the windows. And this is in Hollywood. Now, for those people who aren't able to expect CNN.
By the way, this was after you woke up to the fact that you, before you weren't like wanting to be part of it, you were just investigating it. And it was kind of a bummer. But because I remember this was after you'd already totally didn't want to be with them. You just went because it was interesting. And again, Fox News does this. They have thousands of people on retainer to be analysts, but only to control them and not have them on air. It's the same thing. Hollywood has these constant meetings just to keep artists in Hollywood not competing with them, and they call it a tithe. They go, let's go to this tithe meeting with these people to steal your ideas and then never give you anything and then never make you successful, but so you stay there and don't create your own art elsewhere. See, it's all a very worn-out plan. Go ahead.
And how interesting is it, for those who don't know, that CNN has probably a 12-story building in Hollywood. I'm talking about two blocks away from Hollywood Boulevard. So you would expect CNN to be in New York or in Atlanta or Washington, D.C. They have I would estimate a huge 12.
Well, it's really a branch of the CIA that's been declassified, so they're there to write scripts for Hollywood. That's really what's going on in most of those rooms, but go ahead.
The old media, the mainstream media, I mean, they're really at a loss because the technology that we have is so inexpensive and so powerful that someone like me or someone like PewDiePie, who produces, you know, idiotic, mindless entertainment for kids and, you know, teenagers, are able to, with a very small budget, virtually nothing, produce content that is seen by millions and hundreds of millions of people. They don't know what to do. And so you know, even the producer that I was working with, he's trying to get into the YouTube space now because he doesn't even want to waste his time putting together a show that might get seen by a half a million or a million people on a major network when you can just sit in your kitchen and produce content. And that's why they're trying to bring down PewDiePie. They're trying to bring down me. You know, the New York Times just did a hit piece, an entire article almost entirely dedicated to me about fake news. And I've seen the London Guardian.
No, and I mean, what you do is commentary, like, oh, I was all over the news last week. Alex Jones said the performance was satanic. Well, it was clearly authoritarian satanic. She wears Hitler outfits, you know, at other events. Most of the Super Bowls are satanic. They're like, oh, they're crazy. It's not satanic. Thinking their audience is idiotic. Everybody knows the Grammys and, you know, the Emmys and just all, it's all satanic.
I mean, it's quite clear that that's the core of liberalism is godlessness or, you know, Satanism. I mean, quite literally, they openly...
Hillary's pen pal and her mentor she met with, you know, pledged his book to Lucifer and his love of Luciferianism. You know, Saul Alinsky. They just, look, I've been there. I've been at the mansions. I've been there. And they go, yes, we worship Lucifer. It's the real God. Join us. You can have all these women and all the power. And people don't know until you get successful... Well, they saw me before that and wanted me, but when you get successful, they come. And people just don't understand this. Go ahead.
And that's why Kanye West had his, you know, supposed mental breakdown where he started ranting and raving at one of
the concerts. Illuminati and devil worship. Yeah.
The news. He said the news is all censored. Google is censored. I mean, they're now, because of the election loss of Hillary, they're rolling out all of the stuff that they've been testing. They're getting ready to implement it. So that if you just simply Google things...
Oh, yeah, they're shaking. They're shaking. And they're going to bring the censorship in when they kill Trump. So they're lining up like you know, about to start World War II. The armies are lining up right now, folks. But we got to have maximum alert. But in the time we have, I mean, are you not overall, though, optimistic and positive that nationalism and the awakening is huge? And I mean, you know, so the more they use AI and manipulation on us, which they admit they're doing, the more it just accelerates those of us that are awake. Those that follow the programming, it's very sad. But, you know, they were the weak ones. We try to help them. We don't abuse the weak ones. It's just sad we can't get too obsessed and triage, you know, when people fall to this. When people die before they physically die, we mourn their death, but they're no longer alive. They're just zombies.
We're seeing a massive resurgence of conservatism because you have a lot of the Generation Z kids who have been growing up watching this insane censorship of people telling them that they can't wear certain Halloween costumes, they can't say certain things, they can't like a certain political candidate that half of the country likes, and that they're starting to put the pieces of the puzzle together, and so we're seeing a huge resurgence of conservatism amongst the younger generations. And a lot of them are taken to YouTube. A lot of them are going to be the future, you know, conservative YouTube stars. And it is very exciting. And the battle's really just getting started. But the left is getting so desperate that we have to just continue to mock them because I think...
That's right, though, but we have a tendency to not be victims and not complain. We're all being censored and blocked. Trump doesn't get positive comments in his Twitter, so the public can't even communicate with him. You have to, like, pose as an enemy, you know, almost code words to even get up there to talk to him. So I mean, people, sometimes Trump just calls folks off Twitter, folks. He's amazing. He loves the average people. He grew up with his dad. They like barbecue and stuff with the workers every day, and they hung out with the guys. He's got street smarts. I mean, he's like a blue-collar billionaire, and that's why they hate him. He really likes people, and the globalists have nothing but disdain because they haven't been in the streets like Trump has. But I just want to – I've invited you before. You're so busy. I'll fly you out here. You co-host for a couple days. I'm not trying to get somebody to fill in for me. I got plenty of hosts. But I'd love for you to come out here, Mark, and we're going to launch more stuff soon. I'd love for you to have your own daily show here if you wanted to do it. I'll just say that on air. We got a lot of things we're planning that we're not here, you know, being interrupted by me every 10 seconds. So let's just get this done because you were talking about some ideas I heard, you know, with Nico. We'll just come here, come on air. We'll fly out here and, you know, get you involved somehow with what we're doing because we really appreciate your work and where this is going. But I got to tell you, I'm really glad we all bet on Trump because you can really see he's the real deal.
Hasn't let us down yet, and it's going to be a really exciting ride every day. He's continuing to keep his promises, and it's hilarious to see the left completely fall apart and collapse. They have no argument, which is why they're getting crazy and they're getting violent. And
you know what? I got to hold you over. Can you do 5 more minutes? I just forgot something. You started calling yourself the resistance. I mean, I called it that, too, but you branded it as that kind of a Terminator deal. If you're listening to this, you're the resistance. That's good. I'll say that, too. I've been saying that for like, you know, 15 years, whatever, 10 years. I forget, but... They're now saying, we're the resistance. The big corporate media, the Saudi Arabians, the Chinese, the EU, the mega banks, you know, they're all, the whole media attacking Trump and us, and they're the resistance. So you're the guy that first really started using that. I want to ask you when we come back, Mark Dice, markdice.com, And people say, oh, that's just his website. We go to his YouTube or Facebook. He doesn't control it. They can take it away at any time. Go to his website. Get on his email list. Us, too. I'm going to talk about that too when we come back. Because how do we really get folks to truly come together so they can't censor us? I've got a plan. I want to hear what
Mark
thinks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Lacky something to sell. What's the going price? She told me to go to hell. Why do I play that on purpose? Because the big church folks will say, oh my gosh, that's so devilish. We didn't play that song. Because I like how it sounds. I admit I'm worldly. I love God. I go protest abortion clinics. I stand up against evil. I risk my life. But then I'm not perfect. And the point is, if there's something honest about people singing and saying what they're really thinking, instead of all these fakes that tell you how good they are all day, they're the ones that are molesting kids behind the scenes. I'm here to tell you. It's like, I love how Trump played rock and roll yesterday when he came out of the press conference. The media was like, what on earth is this? It's like, I don't care. I feel like doing this. It'll freak you out. Because he's all about the confidence he has and the fact that he's not out to get anybody, but you're not going to run him over. And he looks at what they've done to America and all these elites. He's like, this is really bad to not build an economy where the people have success, where the people have any, you know, type of honor. But I wanted to ask Mark Dice here before he leaves us. I think I even forget the question, but I'm sure he remembers. It was basically, how do we defeat their attempts at censorship? How do we make a big deal about Trump's, you know, Twitter even being censored? And some other questions I was asking him, but, you know, I'm teleprompter free. I didn't write notes about what the question was. I'm sure, again, he'll remember. But I don't make a big deal out of the fact that, you know, if you don't go sign up at Infowars.com/newsletter, when they start shutting stuff more down, I wish I'd have set up the last 20 years email so I could send you videos, articles, and bypass them. I never wanted to do it, never dealt with it. It's like a few years ago, and we've only got like a million emails. That sounds like a lot. We reached billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of people. I mean, we reached like probably 3 billion people total, probably 6, 7 billion views on YouTube now. It was like 5 billion a few years ago total. YouTube told us, they said, we want to monetize all this. They sent us stuff. We had to do non-disclosures, all that kind of stuff. But they got the real analytics, and they're like, we want to monetize this. You got over 5 billion views. And I said, I don't want to shut all those channels down and do all that. And I said they could have it, so I'm just not going to do it. But we can monetize a few of ours, you know. But again, I knew they could take it away at any time. So it funds a fraction of what we do. But if we don't have your email, we can't send you 50% off on a product or a key video or a breaking alert. Same thing with Dice. I see him all over the news. He never even says markdice.com. Drudge is right. When he came here, only interview he's done in like 4 years. And he said, you got to get out of these internet ghettos and have your own thing. Because then the web becomes about websites again. Not just Facebook, Twitter, and Google, who can control you, and Apple systems that, you know, block Joe Rogan's podcast for a few days and then won't list it as the all-time podcast of all time. Like, I'm going to call Joe. He wants me to come back on. Maybe Mark Guy should come on with me for 4 hours. That would be a great interview. Because I just want to promote other cool people in the fight, because there's also safety in that. And I'm not a coward. But the thing is, again, I want to express this. I'm not in competition with other patriots. I'm in competition with globalists that want to destroy competition. I'm in competition against monopolies. And so I just keep saying that because the people I respect most are like people like Matt Drudge, who literally has given Promethean fire to hundreds of websites and groups and organizations, because I know the behind-the-scenes traffic info. Most of these places wouldn't exist if it wasn't for Matt Drudge. So people say, why do you go back to Matt Drudge so much? Because the guy is an unbelievable angel. I mean, he's just like that prime mover. Like Drudge is right up there in the compendium. Trump's done more in 2 years than Drudge has done the last five. But if you go back 20 years with Drudge and his evolution, it's like Drudge is the key to so much. I mean, Breitbart was created. All of it. It was all spawned out of him. I was on air right at the same time as him, was on another track, but it influenced me. But it's like that wave. We kind of came at the same time, him a little bit before me. And it's just there's that kinship of being in that same, you know, wave. He was like, you know, 100 yards ahead of me. And it's just like, it's all about winning against them. It's not about, you know, and again, I'm competitive. I'm all about free market. But they say they're collectivists all day, but then they actually want to destroy the individual. I'm an individual, but together we create collective dreams of what works best through our individual decisions. They claim they're collectivists and are about the individual through collectivism. They want to end the individual. I want to empower the individual through individual action, but together then it comes together and creates a beautiful tapestry of the collective. So I'm the ultimate collectivist. The ultimate collectivism is pure individualism. Now, going back to Mark here, who again has a lot of his own points. I'm going to try to show up in about 5 minutes. Just about gestalts. How do we defeat them? What do we do? We don't bitch. We're not victims. But it's rock and roll. It's Sex Pistols. It's counterculture, but not fake globalist counterculture that they had was anti-Christian. It's real counterculture that they're blocking us, attacking us, saying we're the enemy, saying shut us down. I mean, this is sick. I mean, we should be 50 times bigger, quite frankly, that they're having FCC meetings about shutting Drudge down or having the communist Chinese, quote, help Zuckerberg shut us down. This is sensational. So comments on that, where we go, what we do, Mark Dice.
We need to go back to the fundamentals of bookmarking websites that we like to go to instead of just relying on the Facebook feeds, because as we know, and we need to just continue to repeat these issues because we got a lot of new people
every segment
that they censor everything that's posted on Facebook. I mean, I see people uploading my videos on their Facebook page, which is a free boot, copyright infringement, and it'll get 5-7 million views on my own video, my own page. It'll get 50,000. And so they're obviously censoring. They don't want certain material to go viral. And it's kind of common sense once you become aware of it. But for your average Joe who, you know, just works a 9-to-5 and maybe a part-time job trying to get some extra money, they come home, they're scanning through their Facebook feeds thinking that they're going to be getting the news from the pages that they're following. They're not going to. And these new censorship tools just rolled out on Twitter where if you use certain words, they're hiding your tweets from anyone except for your followers because they don't want it to be retweeted.
But we can hijack resistance because they've hijacked it from us. Now that's what I want to talk about. Because they've now hijacked that, you can be smart and use words that they're using, but then hijack them. Just get around the AI. It counts on you being stupid. So use their terms and say, look at these right-wing filth. And then you get out and they're actually coming to the truth.
You know, your website's InfoWars, there's hashtag wars, which are going on Twitter, where people will hijack a hashtag. We'll see some liberals whining about a certain issue or spewing their disinformation, and then we'll see a flood of conservatives using that hashtag in a very creative way or a certain phrase that's trending in order to get their tweets to try to show up. And so that's part of the reason they're rolling out the censorship tools is they don't want the merger of those two different worlds because they don't want people to see
that's right.
The opposing
That's key.
Truth.
Repeat that. Google admits for a decade their plan is compartmentalization, keeping us all in our own little niches, thinking we're winning but never letting us out of them. The key is going and engaging liberals. I had a New York Times photographer, a freelancer, and I said, well, if you're a good photographer, you know, give me your card. We need some photographers to do jobs. She goes, well, do you pay money? And she's being real nice until then. And I went, yeah, of course. She goes, well, I just, you know, I basically probably can't because, you know, I can't involve people like you. And I was just like, man, that's a cult. And she was like, kind of got on a power trip. And I went, you understand I can get all the photographers I want. I was reaching out to you as a human. You were doing this whole fake act. You were missing nicey pants. And then when we got down to Rubber Meets the Road, you're just here for you. Your boss has sent you in here. I'm not stupid. See, I'm a human. And Trump shutting down the plan to shut down the rest of the coal power plants is going to help poor people. So you think about that. Go ahead.
This is why so many of the liberals thought that it was going to be an easy win for Hillary because they were in their own little echo chambers. And of course, one of the major reasons the polls were wrong is because they had bullied people into being afraid to express themselves, not only online, but perhaps in person or on the phone. If a pollster were to call, they have family members.
And they were also oversampling.
Yeah, and they were trying to create a self-fulfilling prophecy, trying to make people believe that Hillary was going to win, so why go out and even waste your vote, or people not wanting to vote for a supposed loser. And, you know, that's part of the reason why my YouTube channel has been so successful is because I just keep pointing out their fake news. And it's backfired on them. They've admitted it. The Washington Post, which is really Washington Compost, which coined the term fake news and publicized it, their article was fake news. And they've even admitted that it is backfired. And so they can't really do
it. Yeah, in fact, the New York Times said, we wish we wouldn't have created the term fake news. Well, we had a guest on 15 years ago who calls it fake news, John Rappaport. He now works with InfoWars. It's nomorefakenews.com. I mean, you're the fake news. But listen, think about the branding. I love your clown stream. All that's great. I've been looking for years the term. We have to do it where it brands fake news to them. They're called mainstream or lamestream. We need to call them the fake stream. With a hashtag. I don't know how that works. You're better than that than I am. Paul's better than that. The listeners are better. I can't know all this stuff. How do we get fake stream? Next time I talk to Trump, when he calls, I'm gonna you know, say that. But separately, look at this, though. Because, look, I mean, I knew about this when he got in the White House back on the 20th. I was told about it. And I'm just going to leave it at that. That you could call a number, a direct one into his office. I mean, I still have it. I shouldn't even said that part. Anyways, and then he also sits there at the main switchboard with stuff flashing up calls every millisecond, looking at numbers, and then he randomly picks it up and talks to people because he really likes him and his dad were just addicted to talking to people in the streets. They're like blue collar. And he just loves that feedback. He hates fake people. And the media learned about this. So the New York Times and others, and I've had New York Times talking to me and talking to other people, and they're like, I bring that, they go, well, don't tell anybody about that. Everybody will know about it because they know. But that's what we do. We're just like, you can call the White House switchboard, and if the president's there, he's sitting there for off and on while he does stuff at night, drinking a Coke. That, you know, I guess that's his guilty pleasure. And he'll pick up the phone and talk to you. I mean, it's just, and he really wants to hear just random calls. People disagree, they agree, and no one knows that. I mean, how cool is that?
Part of the reason I started to like Trump is because instead of just watching the 5-second sound bites that the mainstream media would highlight about his daily rallies during the campaign is I would watch the actual rally. And thank God there were channels out there and people that would record
Right Side Broadcasting
and live stream the entire event. So instead of watching an hour, hour and a half of mindless television or logging on to Netflix and wasting your time, you could watch his entire speeches, and they were all just off the top of his head. It was just incredible. You could see and hear he was speaking from the heart. And even in the end of 2015, I mean, when the early phases of the campaign, I started noticing the massive lies being spread. And my channel.
And we got the WikiLeaks. They admittedly sent the people there to try to get women beat up so they could blame him. But, I mean, that's what I'm getting at here. And that's why this Twitter is so important. Trump craves going to his Twitter feed and reading what real people send him and what they do. He loves. And they've taken the phone away, threatening national security, and it'll get hacked, sir. And, you know, there's Russian ships off the coast and all this stuff. And so now he's got that switchboard. But that's the thing. Now they know that, so they're feeding him. They're doing it to us, too. Nothing but negative comments, hoping to demoralize him. So the next time I talk to him, I'll say, sir, did you know they want to take your Twitter away? And they admittedly are feeding only people that hate you to the top. They've hijacked your Twitter. Please talk about it. I mean, this just shows how I'm not that technical, but I recognize it's going on. The techies confirm it's happening. So we have to, like, help the president. He's so real, just one guy up there surrounded by enemies, that everybody has to hit him on Twitter, Facebook, at rallies. Sir, they're only letting you see the negative comments. We love you. We have to let him know, because the oxygen he has is that he loves the people.
And I think since his kids are in their 30s, his son-in-law is in his 30s as well, very tech-savvy. Jared Kushner, obviously largely credited with helping him surge through his knowledge of social media. And so he is getting this information. You know, even if his analysts are not going to be feeding him the info, he has his family, which sort of grew up with the emergence of social media, were able to give him this information, which obviously they're in a sense, advisors. And so that's why the deep state, these sort of, you know, Obama insiders are trying to bring him down from within. So we, in a sense, have an army of evil Edward Snowdens who are deep within the NSA and other government entities that are trying to bring him down by committing crimes, committing serious felonies by leaking classified information and really misconstruing what that information is to the reporters. And by the time it gets spread around, they'll issue maybe a small retraction. I think it's been three times just in the last month that major mainstream media outlets have had to issue retractions by trying to defame me, by accusing me of being an alt-right commentator.
And that's because you're holding the test. They do it. I'm so busy I can't even do it. I agree with you. I should have a whole office, you know, people just make them retract, because it's a powerful tool to make them do that. The thing is, they're such liars, though, that people know it, so it doesn't even really hurt me. I mean, that's how out of gas they are. In closing, Mark, it hit me last night, and I meant to make the point today, so I'm going to make it now, that this is the total dichotomy. Obama admittedly went on vacation 4.5 months a year, more than even George W., who was horrible on going on vacations. Trump works until like 10, 11, 12 at night, even when he's, quote, on vacation. Might play golf, you know, once a week when he's on vacation. Amazing. It's just the truth. I hate the gush. It's just, my God, it's true. And here's a guy that so craves people, who's so in love with people. Look, he's in love with beautiful women and his kids and all of it. He just is he loves life. That's the thing. He's just like alive, strong force, and wants to build things. This is the human spirit. We all have it. Just strong in Trump. Force is strong with this one. And compare that to them. The elites are all the public scum. They know nothing and trying to make us poor, and the WikiLeaks and Cloward and Piven, and Africans can't have air conditioning or cars or a house. But I mean, you know, and Obama's telling them just all that, like the creepy, like shrunken, starving to death, emaciated New World Order zombie system who thinks Generation Z are zombies. No, they're not. And the fact that they're the ones fastest awakening, it's a fact that now, like, half our traffic's below the age of 18. The elite would kill for that. I want adults to do something and change it. But you know what? If they want to not listen, it's fine. We've got the youth. And so that's why this is so powerful. But here's Trump on fire for hours, answering phones, talking to people calling the White House. I mean, you know, I'm strong, and I've got a lot of will, and I want to talk to the public, but I couldn't do that. So what does that say about his psychology? And this is big news I'm breaking here, folks. They don't even want this information out. Because I'm telling you, you know, not everybody knows this. It's going to be even harder to get into the president. I mean, I've sat there, ring, 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 and it's like, click. It's like, oh, I mean, it's crazy. You know, I'm just getting calls from him because they took his cell phone away. This is epic stuff, and I've never heard of anything like this. I mean, it's like he knows it's BS, and he needs that connection to the people, and the vampires are all around him. He needs to get to real people. This is biblical, Mark Dice.
It is. I believe that he's an agent of the Lord that is shaking the corrupt system. We were right on the edge of no return, the point of no return. And that's why these liberal establishment elitists over at CNN, the Clown News Network, the Counterfeit News Network, and NBC, nothing but crap, Chuck Todd and all these mainstream leftists, they don't even understand it or they're really dumbfounded after Trump.
Well, he said in the national inauguration speech, he said, it's you, you're the people, you're humanity, you're the power. He goes, it's you, wake up. He's saying, wake up.
Trump,
and then he wants to, he's not some arrogant guy at 1 a.m. He's not in there with his supermodel wife. He's talking to you.
Trump and his whole family are the kind of people that you could hang out with at a backyard barbecue around a bonfire and just have a good time. Whereas it would be miserable to be around someone like the Obama.
Well, they admit the Clintons and all of them are just miserable. God bless you, Mark Dice. MarkDice.com. Thank you so much. Hey, promise me I'll come in the next few weeks. Awesome.
I'm pretty busy. We can talk about it, but
God! I've been telling you. Okay, whatever, man. Hey, let's talk.
It's time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59¢, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready. With Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
One of my biggest frustrations is that I do not go to your phone calls. We have so many clubs and guests, but I'm going to really work on it next week and ask the producers to stay on me about taking your calls, because sometimes it's so amazing to take your phone calls. Just a little bit of funding. We got great fluoride-free, made-in-America toothpaste, organic, high-quality, non-GMO. It's got peppermint and tea tree oil, but really it's got colloidal silver and the nation iodine. Nobody's got that. It's made by the biggest manufacturer out there, but we have our proprietary blend with that added. That's available super blue at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And you can sign up for auto ship, get 10% off. You can also, any order above $50 is free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we now have the Victory Series 1. President Donald J. Trump, Tennessee Arms, 80% lowers for your M4s, or what you call AR-15s. And it's got laser scan on the side, one of a thousand. I've got one of a thousand right here. We've got an image of that we can play, of 1776 reborn. 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, January 20th, 2017 commemorative. And we're going to sell 1,000 of these, whether it takes a week or a year. And then that is it for that design. And this is something everybody should have. This is the best company that makes them. It can do 3,000 to 6,000, depending on the test they've done. It's got the brass inserts that are patented. This is the company, InfoWarsStore.com. I have the ATF letter there. It's all completely legal. And this just went up today, so there's no reviews yet. But you see the five-star reviews of the other lowers. And it comes in the whole stencil, so you yourself can do it, or a machinist very inexpensively ready. Finish the 20% in just a matter of minutes. InfoWarsStore.com, and have a key part to your own rifle that is yours and private. So absolutely amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. Here today, Solutions from Science has the next generation of PPX model available. This new model, 60% more power. You can charge or run most of your electronic devices. It can jumpstart 10 buses in a row. Solutions from Science PPX allows you to create your own private power grid at your home or even remote location. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. If you do buy one right now, you can use promo code Alex at the checkout, and they'll give you a second energy unit free. And it's a really good price, the price it is. So getting a second one free is just a true super discount down to almost no profit. So that's a great little portable charger system, a lot of the great stuff at privatepowergrid.com, one of our sponsors. So be sure and check that out. We have the new Caveman, Paleo, Bone Broth, you name it, system. It's got a whole bunch of other key ingredients in it that this is like, in my view, 100 times even more powerful than whey or all that kind of stuff. This is the next level, alfalfa herb powder, changa mushroom powder, bee pollen. Turmeric is the key to accelerate all of it, get it into the cells, and so much more. Chicken broth powder, protein, multi-collagen complex, hydrogenated collagen, chicken collagen. And the key is this stuff hasn't been heated up, so it's just been frozen and desiccated and the rest of it, so you get real delivery. What's in the bones is the stem cells, folks. Just a little newsflash. So InfoWarsLife.com, the ancients knew about this. This is one reason people were so strong and so virile before, was that the bones were what they ground up and put in the bread. As I've said, fee-fi-fo-fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be he live or be he dead, I will grind his bones to make my bread. And we need to get those bones ground up, don't we? Those little bloody pieces in there that give it that taste. And it's time to do that again. And Caveman Paleo Formula, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. Please support local affiliates as well. Become a sponsor. Support the sponsors. Let them know you're supporting them. That's key. No money in that. Call them up and thanking them. Or send $100 to the station in your area. They're just as important as we are. You're just as important as all of us together. And that's not rhetoric. That's truth. We have a beachhead. We're turning the electricity grid back on. We're lowering prices as the globalists try to create inflation and stop the Trump agenda. I'll talk about that when we come back in 70 seconds with David Knight. Hour number four, straight ahead.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Spread the website. They're trying to block it. I need to talk more about that.